empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights. Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson. I could talk about high school football all day and all night, but when it comes to writing a business plan, that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Finn. The folks at Boss Finn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn. They know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday Night Under the Lights. Friday Night Under the Lights. We start hour number two. I'm Russ Robinson. He's Caleb Collins, and George Broadstreet is in the Malone Roofing Scores Desk. We'll be talking to him in just a moment. I want to remind you that tonight's show made possible by Boss Finn. They do business plans, and if you're out there and need one of those, Boss Finn is that's what they do. So give them a call, and we want to thank them for being a part of our show tonight and making tonight's show possible. And you can go to bossfingroup.com. All right, George, you start at the top of the hour, and you got a bunch of scores now.
Yeah, we do, Russ, and I'll run through some of the more prominent scores of the night. Of course, in 6A football, Starkville beat West Point 23-7 at home tonight. It was South Panola winning over Greenville 54-0. South Haven beat Germantown 20-7. Crestview of Florida beat St. Martin 17-14. Velma Jackson beat Provine 33-12. Here in the local area, it was Clinton, a winner over Brandon. At Brandon, 19-14 was the final there. Olive Branch shut out DeSoto Central 31-0. Madison Central won over D'Iberville 41-7. Rummel of Metairie, Louisiana beat Gulfport 34-6. Hernando edged Lake Cormorant 21-19. It was Canton over Jim Hill 43-6. Northwest Rankin, one of the probably the more surprising games of the night, but Northwest Rankin shut out Pearl, the defending 6A champion, 42-0 was the final there. And Brother Martin of New Orleans beat Petal 35-14. Some 5A scores: Brookhaven over South Pike 33-28. It was Center Hill over Byhalia 23-14. Greenwood beat Cleveland Central 34-6. It was Oxford over shutting out Grenada 39-0. Oak Grove doubled up Laurel 36-18. Long Beach beat Bay St. Louis 53-21. Richland over Kosciuszko 49-10. It was Biloxi 37, Stone 14. Warren Central beat crosstown rival Vicksburg tonight. 35-6 was the final there. Some 4A scores, though, actually the 6A team going to a 4A. Tupelo shut out Clarksdale 6-0 tonight was the final there. It was Terry over Florence 27-7. Pearl River Central over Forest County AHS 41-0. It was West Lauderdale beating League Central 28-10. Louisville shut out Kemper County 48-0. Moorville over Mantachie 36-6. Some other scores: Collins beat Northeast Jones 39-10. It was Pontotoc over New Albany 43-14. St. Paul Episcopal of Mobile beat St. Stanislaus 35-7. Summerall over Sacred Heart 33-6. Some other scores: these would be 4A Aberdeen hosted Amory, and Amory came out on top 34-26. Boonville over Nettleton 31-10. Crystal Springs beat Hazelhurst 26-6. Houston beat New Hope 47-14. Holmes County Central over Palmer 36-6. Bay Springs beat Morton 45-14. Lafayette over North Panola 33-14. Pisgah over St. Andrews 35-14. Some other scores, some of these we've not given you earlier. Wesson beat Bogachita 49-12. Ripley edged Calhoun City 7-6. South Pontotoc 49, South Pontotoc over East Union 49-26. It was Stringer over Enterprise Clark 33-18. Perry Central beat Pass Christian 42-14. A few others: Thrasher beat Alcorn Central 46-24. Hadley over Hamilton 59-14. Lumberton beat Heidelberg 32-7. In the MAIS action, it was Jackson Academy beating Madison St. Joe 47-7. Jackson Prep beat Forest 48-7. Oak Forest beat Simpson Academy 22-14. Not exactly sure of the final, but we do know in kind of a little bit of an upset, MRA beat at home tonight. They beat Briarcrest Christian of Tennessee. MRA came out on top in that particular ball game. A couple of others: Adams County Christian over PCS 40-7. Lee Academy shut out North Delta 7-0. Bowling Green beat Silman 28-19. Starkville Academy beat Indianola Academy 20-14.
Big win for them.
And it was a big win. And then a couple of others: Tunica beat Oak Hill 30-14, and Silva Bay beat Newton County Academy 46-14.
All right, let's go to the telephones. I believe Josh Jackson from Channel 16 is on hold. And Josh, a lot of football played in the Metro tonight, but probably none bigger as a shocker than Northwest Rankin over Pearl.
Yeah, shocker's an understatement, to be honest with you, Russ. I did not see that one coming. Never counted out Northwest Rankin, but I did not think they would go in and shut out the defending 6A champs. And to win 42-0, that's a statement win for sure for Coach Toby Collins down there at Northwest Rankin. And I was telling David Harmon, our chief meteorologist here, that it's time to give Toby a raise. I'm, you know, David's big-time Northwest Rankin
yes,
fan.
Yes, he is.
To call the games for him.
I said, yes, he is a big fan of the Cougars. I've known that for several years. Another big one tonight was Clinton Brandon.
Yeah, that's another one. I've told everybody around here that I felt like Brandon on paper was the best 6A team in this area here in the Metro. And with those kids, Jay Stanley and Jonathan Mingo, and Will Rogers, the quarterback, they're so talented on both sides of the ball. But you and I both know that anytime you play a Judd Boswell squad,
yep.
You can. It doesn't matter what it looks like, four or five. You can have six stars if you want to. They're going to give it their all. They're going to give it their best. And I think they came into this game maybe just a little bit more focused than Clinton. And like I said, I mean it was still a tight game, but I think Clinton put a lot of people on notice tonight, and they've got some really good weapons with, you know, Desmond Baker, of course, Hunter Holsey at quarterback, a really good running back,
wow,
and I think the key addition was E.J. Mason, the wide receiver that transferred from Jackson Academy. They are a really talented bunch there, and I'm anxious to see what happens with this team as they move forward.
You know, I don't know if it's so much of a shocker, but another big game up north Mississippi was Starkville defeating West Point, and it kind of brings West Point's winning streak to an end.
Yeah, you know, that was the thing for me last year. I remember after the championship games there, first Friday in December, Friday and Saturday, when Hattiesburg lost to West Point and Pearl beat Starkville, you know, in the 6A championship. And everybody kept saying, you know, when the final rankings came in, West Point was still number one. And Pearl kept saying, we want West Point, we want West Point. Now, West Point's a highly, you know, really, really talented team. But I think it just goes to show just how good that Starkville bunch really is. That's a guy, Chris Jones, who saw the promised land last year and almost, you know, took the Starkville Yellow Jackets into the promised land. But it was just Pearl's year. And he told me a couple of months ago, we were sitting out there at the Hilton in Jackson, and he said he thinks this team has what it takes to win it. Now, you don't know if they're actually get there, anything could happen. You also need to be lucky come playoff time.
Sure.
But he said he has the talent-wise, you know, with Rodriguez Clark and those guys, they have the talent to win it. I think it just goes to show that, you know, they are, as Dennis Green made famous, they are who we thought they were. They're a really good team.
Good old Dennis Green. He was always good for a quote or two. You know, you go down to South Mississippi, and you know, you've got some teams. That was a big win tonight. You know, down on the Gulf Coast for the team that beat D'Iberville.
Madison Central.
Yeah.
Madison Central.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big to go down there and win.
Yeah, and I think that's key for them. Anthony Hart talked about that early on in this season. They wanted to make sure they travel long distances in terms of, you know, making sure they're prepared for the postseason just in case, you know, they have to do some traveling. And I think that sets you up to be successful. They're you know, really talented team. There's so much talent, you know, here in the Metro with, you know, Holiday at quarterback, and defensively they're really good. You know, up front on that defensive line. But I think, you know, if you go back just a couple of weeks when Madison Central played Brandon, you know, that was a close 7-point game. That game was only decided by a touchdown there. So you never can count out Anthony Hart's bunch. Now, I will say this. His team is very, very young. So for them to do well, you know, you're playing a lot of, you know, sophomores there. But the good thing about that, 2 or 3 years down the road, they'll be Wiley Betts, and they'll be able to perform, you know, on the big stage. And I want to mention this, that I saw that one just came out. MRA actually did defeat Brian Crest 42-35. That was a big time comeback too for MRA. I call them the fighting Michael Orrs and Hugh Freeze for their Pride Fest. But and you guys have probably already talked about this one, but I think you're talking about statement wins with the Pearl Northwest Rankin game, right, and Clinton Brandon. But, you know, Forrest Jackson Prep, which is our game of the week, that was, to me, a not only last year, I think it was, it may have been, like you told me to score last week, it was 10 points or less, but this time, 45-7, Ricky Blackby, you know, he did take his foot off of the gas tonight, sending a strong message. You know, Jackson Prep can and will play teams that are outside of the MAIS, and they showed it tonight, just a dominant performance all around, and we've got a couple plays that we're going to show at 11:35 on Blitz 16. And it was just, you know, in all three phases of the game, you know, everybody, you know, talks about Jerrion Ealy, but, I mean, defensively they get it done. Nick Brewer and that crew. We've even got to play, I think it was Greenwood took a punt to the house. Our old Rob Jake has that one in our game of the week there. So it's just a lot of down around here. I think we have
judging from these bills,
I don't consider the Forrest Jackson Prep an upset, because I thought Jackson Prep was a better team going in, but I do think it's an upset for I think the Clinton beat Brandon, and also I'm not going to necessarily say it's an upset with Pearl losing to Northwest Rankin, because Pearl doesn't have a starting quarterback, but to win in that fashion, shutout 42-0, I think Toby Collins is saying, you know, I know you talk about Anthony Hart around here, John Perry and Jeff Boswell, but mention my name.
We are there tonight, so, I guarantee you.
Yeah, he made a statement.
Well, I tell you, it was good to see Rob Jay out there tonight. I hadn't seen him in a while, and it was a good game. I thought it was one of the better Forest teams that I've seen, bigger. I mean, those guys were huge.
They were huge.
They were just huge. But I think Ricky Black had his club ready, and obviously a big win and a big showdown coming on the 28th of September when J.A. travels to prep. That'll be a good one. Hey, listen, we appreciate Josh. I know you got to get ready for Blitz 16. Who was your Blitz 16 player of the week this week, for last week?
Player of the week for last week, week two, was Antavius Willis. And I'll tell you why. Obviously, with our three nominees, we don't pick them. The voters decide.
Right.
He had the most votes, but he also had the most touchdowns. He had 443 yards of total offense. Guess how many touchdowns he had?
Six.
Seven.
Seven. Wow. That's crazy numbers. Well, and you know, our Wendy's Giant of the Week was Dallas Smith over at Brandon, who got 100 yards with three touchdowns against South Panola. So big playing here in the metro area. Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. Go get ready for Blitz 16. We appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thanks so much, Russ. Have a great night.
You too. Have a good weekend. All right, we're going to duck out of here and take a timeout. I want to remind you that you're listening to this show tonight on MPB Think Radio all across the state of Mississippi and made possible by Credit Concepts. We'll take a timeout and be back with more Friday night under the lights in a moment.
Hello. Hey, babe. No, he called me, and you know what? I actually had the code working before he ever called me, but there's something with the Mozilla, you know, like I'm using Mozilla as a browser. I was getting a gateway timeout, and I couldn't get the website working, and then all of a sudden I switched to Opera and everything works. So, you know, we'll have to worry about this next week.
Wow.
But there's some kind of an issue with Mozilla as a web browser.
It's so confusing because every time I ask for business funding, they pull my credit report, which is a credit inquiry, which lowers my credit score when I have credit inquiries on it. I don't know who came up with this concept of credit, but I don't get it. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Credit Concepts at 800-985-9367. One call to Credit Concepts, and I'll find out for myself why they have a 99% customer satisfaction. So if your company's like
hold
mine,
on one second.
Give them a call today or go online to creditconcepts.com. Remember, that's two K's in the name.
Hey, welcome back into Friday Night Under the Lights. Jake Wimberly and Caleb Collins. We're going to give Russ a break just for a minute. George Broadstreet at the Malone Scores Desk. Glad to be with you on a Labor Day Friday, starting off your Labor Day weekend. Hope you have a great weekend and are safe out there. Enjoy the college football, and I know you've enjoyed the high school football. We're going to get back to the Malone Scores Desk and get you caught up on all things scores in the state of Mississippi. Also, we're going to open the phone lines in the next segment. Actually, we're going to open that thing up probably right now. If you want to go ahead and start giving us a call, 601-453-4800. We're going to go back to the phones, though. Matt Timms joins us. He's going to talk a little more MRA. We talked a little MRA in the first hour, but big ball game tonight. Matt, welcome into the program, and a big win tonight for MRA over Briarcrest Christian. Tell us all about it.
Hey, brother, I appreciate y'all patching me in. I know we're kind of double-dipping on MRA, but I'm not kidding, guys. I was supposed to cover a couple other games tonight, but I stayed in MRA. I just had a feeling, and it ended up being one of the greatest high school games I've ever seen in my life, and I've seen a lot of them. The first half, MRA went down 28-14. They had a couple of turnovers. One of them was a muff punt, and so it didn't look good. And at halftime, I was down by the other Briarcrest Saints locker room. They come walking out, and I mean, brother, they got some huge guys. And I was like, man, MRA might be in trouble because they're down two scores. Well, at 10:26 of the fourth quarter, Phillip Short them and got it to 28-21. Then Sam Schufeld and Cartwright had some good stops. And then Briarquist came back and scored and extended the lead back out to 35-21. And William Milam, it was Small on the run to the right for Briarcrest that put up ahead by two touchdowns again. Then William Milam comes back for MRA on a 3-yard carry down the left side and scores. And then MRA had a big stop. Swanson went in there, blocked the punt, and they recovered it. And then MRA got the ball back late, and they had two straight holding penalties with 2:41 left, and it didn't look too good at the time. But within the fourth quarter, with 2:41 left, MRA coach Herbert Davis, saw the defense in a cover two, and he called the right pass play, and they hit. They hit on a 71-yard bomb to number 22, Landon Purnell. And then after that, MRA had another big, huge play on defense. They threw, Briarcrest threw over the middle. It was tipped up in the air, and it was intercepted by Ray Benson. And then MRA scores, and then went ahead 42-35, and after that, Briarcrest had another chance, but they got stopped on first and second down, and then they had a penalty, and then they threw up a pass that was short, but it went out of bounds when he caught it, and then that was basically the game.
Well, Matt, thanks for the report. That's a heck of a win tonight for MRA. A statement win when you go in and you beat a team like Briarcrest, the team that travels in from out of state. And, it just continues to show the development and, the way, forward motion, so to speak, the boat being rowed in all the right directions over there in MRA. A great win for MRA tonight.
All right, definitely, Matt. I appreciate y'all patching me in.
Thanks, appreciate it. That's Matt Timms. You can join us right now.
All right, have a good one.
By giving us a call, 601-453-4800. Got Caleb Collins to my right. I got George Broadstreet to my left. Before we go to George, Caleb, that is a statement win for MRA. You know, we'll
Absolutely.
See what happens, in the MAIS for the remainder of the year. Prep still the big horse to take down, so to speak. But, again, MRA caught some attention tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens with teams like MRA and Jackson Academy that – likely proposed the biggest threats to Jackson Prep in their reign of dominance. But I'm looking forward to it. It'll be some interesting ball games coming up with them.
No, I think so. Let's kick it over to George Broadstreet at the Malone Scores Desk. George, I know we got some other scores that we haven't been able to get to. What we got tonight?
Well, let's see. Let's see if we can get a few in that we have not mentioned in a while. We would do want to mention that Horn Lake was a winner over Charleston by the score of 52-12. South Panola, it's kind of odd thinking South Panola's 0-2, but they're now 1-2. They defeated Greenville tonight by the score of 54-0 at home. It was Meridian. They went on the road to Phoenix City, Alabama, and lost by the score of 49-10 was the final there. Olive Branch had a nice win over DeSoto Central, 31-0. And, of course, one of the bigger games of the night certainly was Starkville, winning at home against West Point by the score of 23-7 was the final there. Some others that we've, some of these we've mentioned before, but Gauthier had a nice win over Hancock, 34-20 was the final there. Oxford got their first win of the year. That sounds a little unusual, but they have gotten off to a slow start, but they beat Grenada tonight by the score of 39-0 was the final there. Oak Grove doubled up on Laurel, 36-18. It was Ridgeland beating Kosciuszko, 49-10 was the final. Warren Central, had a tough loss last week against Pearl, but they bounced back tonight, got a good win over Vicksburg, 35-6 was the final there. Biloxi got their second win of the year. They beat Stone, 37-14. We've mentioned this a couple of times, but Lanier on Thursday night shut out Wingfield, 14-0. Lanier now 3-0 for maybe the first time in at least the last 20 years or so. It was Collins beating Northeast Jones 39-10. Northeast Lauderdale beat Southeast Lauderdale. That's got to be a rival game there. 49-7 was the final. Pontotoc was a 43-14 winner over New Albany. Pearl River Central shut out Forest County AHS 41-0. Itawamba AHS edged Saltillo 20-19. It was Louisville getting a good win over Kemper County. 48-0 was the final in that game. And Summerall beat Sacred Heart 33-6. A few others to just throw in here. Tylertown edged Macomb 13-6 was the final. Winona beat Nanawaya 33-23. Yes, that's the reason why you got to have a native Mississippian to know how to pronounce Winona and Nanawaya.
You do. If it's somebody coming in off the street,
they're not going to know.
They're not going to know.
33-23, Winona, a winner in that game. It was Houston beating New Hope 47-20. Choctaw Central, Choctaw County on Thursday night beat Choctaw Central 64-14. Let me get a few others in here. Stringer beat Enterprise Clark 33-18. Perry Central beat Pass Christiane 42-14. It was Kossuth over Baldwin 55-19. Wesson beat Bogachita 49-12. Bruce shut out Coffeyville by the score of 42-0. It was Hadley beating Hamilton 59-14. Again, a couple of MAIS scores to mention. Oak Forest beat Simpson Academy 22-14 was the final there. Jackson Prep beat Forest 48-7. Jackson Academy beat Madison St. Joe 47-7. Did mention a couple of times we've MRA beating Briarcrest 42-35. And you know, really and truly, I mean, you know, you think about it. I know, you know, Prep is just, I don't know, Prep has dominated the MAIS Quad A for just years. You know, it looks like Jackson Academy and MRA are kind of, they've got to put up a little bit of a challenge here.
They've definitely
gotten off to some good starts, for sure.
I would agree with that. Let's go to the phones real quickly. Can't go to the phones right now. Okay, I've been told we can't go to the phones right now. We're going to have to take a time out here in just a bit. You got any other scores that we need to get in about 20 seconds?
Well, we want to mention, let's see, Starkville Academy beat Indianola 20-14. That's another MAIS score we get to throw in.
This portion of the program brought to you by BOSFIN, Cultivating America's Small Business Communities. That's BOSFIN, B-O-S-F-I-N, Caleb Collins. And I'm Jake Wimberly. Of course, we're here Friday night under the lights. Check us out, FNUTL.com, on Twitter, at FNUTL. Also, you can get the app where you can get the show and all of the highlights that we got out there for Wendy's Giant Game of the Month and more. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're back to the phones. We've got the Coach's Corner and more. Friday edition, third week of the year. This is Friday Night Under the Lights on MPB Think Radio. Back in a minute.